All right, good morning, folks. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this May 6, 2017. Little cold, little dreary out there, little raw. But you know what? We're raw in here, too, so we're ready to roll. Steve Goldman, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Big day, not only for golf, but, of course, near and dear to our hearts. Today is Ray Enner's day, big day in the lacrosse world. The battle for Half Hollow Hills, as Hills East and Hills West will face off this afternoon. And, you know, you throw the word hero around a lot, but for those of you who have never heard of Lieutenant Raymond Enners, E-N-N-E-R-S, my advice, look him up.
Yeah.
And you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, it's a nice thing today in that they're celebrating him, and they do every time.
Yep.
Local kid who is the real kind of hero.
Yes, absolutely. But this is a golf show, so, Ian Poulter and Brian Gay got their playing privileges back. We've got a bunch of players still on the golf course at the Wells Fargo finishing up the second round. You have 80 people already in the cut line, so,
Forget down the stretch day comes.
That's right. The run for the roses is tonight, the Kentucky Derby. So it's the first Saturday in May is always a great day.
Just don't expect a tip from me. Generally pick them by the names and see what strikes me first. We're going to take a short break because we're going to talk to the man, the myth, the legend, Dick Kearns about the Zurich Classic. It's going to be should be a great listen. New format, fresh format this year. It was off the charts good. So looking forward to talking to him. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org.
Play like a pro with a custom set of PXG clubs in your bag. Designed to deliver unrivaled performance and fitted to optimize your game, PXG clubs will help you unlock your true potential. We guarantee you've never played like this before. Get fitted for PXG clubs at Pete's Golf Shop today.
All right, welcome back. I'm Anthony Scorsia. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. He's Steve Goldman. And on the line is a man who needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. He's been involved with the Zurich Classic for the past 13 years as an executive, as a board member, director of Zurich North America, started the ambassador program and back in 2010 with the likes of people like Keegan Bradley and Justin Rose and Jason Day and Lexi Thompson and so forth and so on. But more than that, he's just a great guy. I've had the pleasure to meet him, know him, break bread with him on some level. He's just as good as they come, top shelf. Dick Kearns, how you doing today?
Good morning, Anthony. Hi, Steve. How are you guys today?
Great to talk to you, Dick. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. With your intro there reminded me how busy this is. I got to get out and
you got some work to do, Dick.
I absolutely have to pick my horse for later.
Well, before we get to the golf portion of the program, let's start with the food program part of the program, and that's how is Copper Hill the unofficial PGA dining stop of the year. How's that doing?
Great. The restaurant's going great. Copper Hill and Williston Park.
Yep.
You're right. We consider ourselves the unofficial restaurant of the PGA Tour on Long Island. And looking forward to later in the year, maybe we can get to this later in the program, but the Northern Trust Open at Glen Oaks this year, which is just probably for you, Anthony, just a driver and a wedge shot in.
That's it.
The course. So things are going great at the restaurant, and we're looking forward to a great season.
Yeah, I happened to be at a function there that you had, and the food there was absolutely phenomenal.
And we'll be there later this summer. So
absolutely.
Yep.
Tuesday, Thursday, August 22nd. Put it in your calendar.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
I'm writing it down.
So, so let's turn to the golf portion, and maybe let's just start a little bit about the background of how you guys decided to shift gears with the Zurich Classic.
Yeah, it was certainly an interesting lead into this. You know, we've been in this slot for this our 13th year as the title sponsor for the New Orleans event, and of course we're always talking to the tour about how to improve, whether it's enhancing the date or improving the field. You know, you never stop working on these events, even though they only take 1 week. There's 51 weeks of preparation. So in our ongoing discussions with the tour on you know, willing to do and try different things, they came to us back late in the fall. Andy Pazder, who is the operations head for the PGA Tour, and he had come up with this idea of maybe a team format, talked with the new commish, Jay Monahan, and got the approval, and then sat down with the tournament organizer, or the host organization, the Four Kids Foundation in New Orleans, as well as our Zurich team, and we were able to come up with some additional ideas for it, and hence the team format with the alternate shot and best ball format. The obviously, the players were just really thrilled about it. I tell a story about one of the first people we talked about it was Jason Day, one of our ambassadors, and he was very excited and said, "Can I play with Ricky Fowler?" and so that was sort of the beginning of what was a real exciting lead-in for us. And as you had mentioned already, Anthony, it's just been a great success across, I mean, about every metric you can think of.
Dick, I love when the PGA Tour, you know, changes things up a little bit. You know, they have the, you know, the World Match Play, because I love watching match play. You know, you have, well, back in the day when it was called the International, when they used the modified Stableford scoring system.
Sure. In Denver. Yep.
In Denver. And now you have this with a, you know, a regular tour event with a team event. I think it's great when it's not just, you know, it's not just the 72-hole stroke play event just every week. And, you know, it's if this, you know, if this continues, you know, the great thing about something like this is you attach your name to this type of event. And I think that's something that you at Zurich would be very excited about also.
Oh, absolutely. And we're very, very happy and pleased that I know some of our other fellow title sponsors said, "Hey, why you guys?
why not?"
Yeah, why not? But it's been terrific. We think it's going to be something that's even going to get better and better. And we've already heard some, outside the rope comments from some of the other top players in the world that they want to be there next year. So, yeah, even so much more to even look forward to. And I think the tour, based on this success, you know, we'll be willing to experiment a little more, and you hear all sorts of discussions about maybe a mixed Pinehurst type of event too, and trying to get some of the ladies out there. We would have loved to have seen Lexi Thompson, who's one of our ambassadors out there, and believe me, if you've ever seen her hit a golf ball, this is a perfect kind of format for her.
Sure.
So lots of imaginative improvements that we could have down the road.
Do you expect that you'll, at least for one more year, keep the current format, just in the sense to get a good feel of how it really is going to play out?
Yeah, it's less than a week, right, since we're done. So I think we'll be doing a lot of reflection on the part of the tour and Zurich and the Four Kids Foundation and we'll see. I would imagine that we would stick with this format for at least another year.
Dick, do you think the fact that playing a golf tournament in New Orleans, especially in the spring where weather can be so unpredictable, the change in the format kind of allows for some flexibility that if, you know, half a round gets washed out or a day gets washed out, that it's not as difficult to try to make up for the lost time?
Well, you know, the point, Steve, is this time of year when you're playing down there, the Gulf weather is just so unpredictable, right? And we 1 year, I'd say maybe back in 2006 or 7, we did have the date moved to March, which was problematic in that the course was not quite ready. You know, the April date is what we're going to have to live with. And hey, hats off to the tournament organizers and the green staff there.
Sure.
You know, we lost most of Sunday, as you knew. We got out there early. They knew when Sunday was going to be a problem, and they knew it in the middle of the week. So they got out at 6:30 on both tees, and were able to get a few hours of golf in. The leaders got through six, and thankfully they did, because we were outside of Kevin Kisner's chip in, we would have been done.
Right. You had mentioned the some of the comments, or that some players had made some comments. What was sort of the, you know, the early returns on some of the input that you've been getting from your people, like your ambassadors, like that people that were in it and sort of experienced it for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, just I think a lot of times when you have a new concept like that, it's easy to get excited in advance, and certainly there was a high level of energy and enthusiasm. A lot of that carried by our ambassador players with their peers and colleagues, but it really it's rare that the actual event lives up to the hype, and I would say in this case the energy in the clubhouse. To spend some time in the clubhouse from Tuesday on through Sunday night, and they just the level of enthusiasm. You had guys that were just they were like little kids. Because, as Steve mentioned, the change in format is good for everybody, and mostly for the players who get in that, you know, sort of in the rut of the 72 hole play. This was something that they get to share with each other. You know, it's rare that they play in team events, I think it brings out a level of competitiveness and partnership and teamwork. That they don't ordinarily, you know, get to experience.
Was there one thing that was said, or was there one thing that, you know, a genuine comment? Was there one thing that you saw? What's when you think about it? When you look back at it now, what stares back at you that makes you think like, okay, this is the real deal. They really like this. Like as opposed, like you said, there is a general excitement for something new, as you said, as Steve said. And that goes along with, you know, that's just when it's something new, everybody kind of gets excited. But for you, especially as a title sponsor, what did you see, what did you hear that made you say, okay, this is different? This is the real deal.
Well, you know, for us, teamwork is one of Zurich's core values, and partnership is something we do with our customers all the time. So it was great to be able to use the players, you know, the analogies to how they work together and assessing risk on the course in terms of, you know, their strategy for how they were going to play the best ball, the teamwork involved in the alternate shot. It was able to take a lot of the things that we talk to our customers about, you know, and put it in a great sports analogy, and to also listen to these guys talk about how they came together, the various teams and the background and backstories of how some of these guys who've played together in the case of Kisner and Brown since they were 10 years old in junior golf, and watching old buddies like Steve Stricker and Jerry Kelly, who did a pretty good job out there too,
Sure.
And listening to all the stories about how they came together, it just put a whole different spin on the game.
And like you said, certainly the finish, a memorable finish, certainly kind of helps the event. You know, you're probably thinking to yourself, okay, four ball going to a playoff, and they go three holes, and not one of them can make a birdie? Seriously?
Yeah. Putts were dropping Sunday all over the place, and Monday we were thinking about this in terms of the format with best ball. You know, this could have been like a 23-inning baseball game. You know, people were wondering. I said maybe we're not going to be finished till Wednesday. This keeps up. But it was terrific, and hats off to both those teams. You know, they did such a great job. I'll tell you, it was really dark out there. It's tough to tell on TV because of the filter and the lighting. But
sure,
on 18, after Kisner had that fabulous shot, next up was Jonas Blixt, and he told me later, he said, I couldn't see the grain. It was so dark, and fortunately Cameron Smith was able to drop his putt for the birdie to put it into the playoff.
Amazing. Well, we're going to. I want to talk more about some of the pairings and some of the things that's happened. We're going to take a short break. Unfortunately, Steve's going to dip out on us, but always a pleasure to have him. But we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
Malvi's Equipment Company is the oldest distributor of power equipment on Long Island and has been serving the community for over 100 years. We have two locations for your convenience in Riverhead and Hicksville. Malvi's Equipment offers a diversified line of quality products for golf, sports, and turf, including Jacobson, Redexim Vertidrain, Smithco, and Turfco. We also carry Mahindra and New Holland tractors and construction equipment. Visit our website at malvisequipment.com or call us at 516-681-7600.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to be joined by Dick Kearns, wonderful guy, long been a part of the Zurich Classic. Dick, we left off, we were talking about first of all, I love that answer that you gave about the teams. It does, the stories that brings people together. We all know that how golf does bring people together, and it's wonderful in that way, and it does it in a way that very few sports can do. That it's the fact that the way these guys came together and being paired up, it does add a layer, I think, that really enriches the fabric that has become this tournament.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we listen. We all have our groups that we play with when we're out there on the course, and it was great to see, as I said, all the backstories for the different pairings that came together for this tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, like you said, it was hats off to those people that got the the greenskeeper and the superintendents and all the volunteers that they did a wonderful job of getting the course ready to go for the playoff. I mean, you guys got a lot of rain.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, you know, the last couple of years we've had it's the second year in a row for a Monday finish, and it's heartbreaking because so many of these people dedicate so much time. Over 1,000 volunteers and trying to get everything ready and executed, and it's tough enough if Mother Nature is being kind to you. So when the audible's called and you've got to scramble
sure.
to get all these people on and off the course, and the logistics are pretty difficult. So yeah, absolutely. Hats off to Steve Worthy, the tournament director, and all the folks that were helping him. Get this completed.
Well, it was a, you know, may not have been the exact finish that you wanted, but it was, you did get two great winners, and Jonas Blixt and Cameron Smith, and it was really just, you know, I don't know, I don't mean enjoyable to see in like a way that was embarrassing for him, but to watch Chris, Cameron Smith not be able to talk. I mean, it was just heartwarming, maybe is the word to say that.
Yeah. Not once, but twice.
Yeah, but twice, right. I mean, he could not literally speak. I mean, that's, you know, when you work hard for something and something finally comes your way, something you've probably dreamed about or whatever, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it was a heartwarming thing to watch.
Oh, yeah. He's such a great young guy and young at 23. And he could pass for 16.
Yep.
Mo wanted to take him home with us. he's just such a wonderful guy. And then to see in that speechless moment, though, think about that. If Jonas had not been standing next to him, able to comment for him,
right?
You know, incident, you know, would have turned into a disaster.
Right.
So it was teamwork right down to the end.
Well said. Well, and Jonas Blixt is another guy, another great guy, and you know, you've known him for some time, and another super guy.
Yeah, absolutely. We were really very happy for him. We've got to know Jonas over the last 7 or 8 years very well. I know that you met him at our event at Copper Hill last summer. He's a happy-go-lucky guy. And this is his third tournament win, you know, he's capable of playing some great golf, as we saw a couple of years ago at the Masters when he came in and, second. He was on a tear there.
Yep.
And so three-time winner, that's not easy to do. For both he and Cameron, they know each other. They both live down in Ponte Vedra together.
Yep.
Next week at the Players, nice to come to your home course when you're coming off a big win.
Absolutely. Well, we talked about what a great event, and we can say that it was a great event, but and the new format worked, and we can say all these things. But really, when it comes down to it, the numbers proved it. I mean, ratings were up, attendance was up. I mean, could you verify that? Or
yeah, sure. I was talking at. On Friday morning at the first tee with Aaron Oberholzer and from Golf Channel, and he said to me that he had just received word that the Thursday night ratings on Golf Channel were the highest we ever had for this tournament, and so it was you know, a lot of things coming together like that. The attendance alone on Thursday was typically what, which was about 25,000, was what we'd have on a Saturday. So everything got ramped up and ramped up quickly, and of course the publicity coming out of this in terms of earned media, all the different articles that were written and TV coverage of the event just made it a PR hit for us for sure.
But you know, you mentioned the media, but there wasn't like a major onslaught or a media campaign to push. Like, we knew about this new format, but I feel like it wasn't jammed down our throats either. Like, we knew that something new was happening at Zurich, but it seemed like there was a concerted effort to not over publicize, you know, and whatever you guys did receive was going to be well earned, and which it was. But it just seemed like there was a concerted effort not to have a balanced approach to how you were going to, you know, the type of campaign you were going to run.
Sure.
Prior to the event.
Well, we knew back in January and February when the talk in the golf world was the Zurich Classic. You know, a few months earlier than we would ever be talking about it. So there was a great and gradual buildup, I think, of excitement and enthusiasm about the event, something to look forward to. And so we had a great lead-in. But, you know, not only the and it was funny, it was all different media approaches showed that enthusiasm. We had lunch on last Tuesday with Lance Barrow, the coordinating a producer for CBS Sports, who heads up all the golf coverage. And,
sure.
And he was excited because he was talking about different ways that they could cover the play on the course because of the format change. And
right,
and
right.
The Golf Channel people the same way, and their ability. We had Gary Williams from the Morning Drive, who's a friend of yours as well, and Cara Robinson and mm-hmm. And the Golf Central team down there, and they were all covering different aspects of the game from their standard, you know, format.
Right.
So everybody and the writers were just it was content rich.
Yeah. Right. Right.
For them, especially with all the backstories on the different players, so we couldn't have the script couldn't have been written any better for us, and we're very grateful and thankful to all the people involved in making it happen.
I'm just about running out of time, but I did want to just whenever I have someone of your stature in the game, someone who's known the game on every level, from an amateur standpoint, from a title sponsor standpoint. I just like to get your opinion on the game itself. People don't seem, when everybody talks about the game and they talk about its struggles, they sort of the world is complex. You know, I always say the world's not black and white. The world is gray. And so is the game of golf. I mean, there's tournament golf, there's professional golf, there's amateur golf. It's hard to wrap them all into one big thing. I just wanted to get your quick little, snapshot from 30,000 feet on the game itself.
Sure. I don't think the game's ever been better. Obviously, there have been that maybe the equipment manufacturers wouldn't agree with me on that at the moment.
But,
as you say, it's complicated. On the PGA Tour, things have never, been better, nor the future brighter. Tim Finchem did a legendary job, and he's now turned the reins over to Jay Monahan, who's going to be the man for the moment. Witness the, his enthusiasm for this format change that we had. I think that the depth and quality of the players, it's just unbelievable. And one young guy, Cameron Smith, after another, keeps coming up and showing us what the future stars of the game are going to look like, and there'll be many. And from our perspective, at Wheatley Hills, where I've got to get up and see what's going on with our May tournament, our membership levels are up. I think that some of the stats you see about the youth programs, so the demise, I think, was of the game was prematurely announced. I think we're in great shape, and there's nothing but green fairways ahead.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Dick, for joining me this morning. It's always a pleasure to talk golf with you. So knowledgeable and just a great guy in general. So I really appreciate you being on the show today.
It's a pleasure, Anthony, and let's get together and talk about the Northern Trust Open when we get to August.
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that was Dick Kearns. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Play like a pro with a custom set of PXG clubs in your bag, designed to deliver unrivaled performance and fitted to optimize your game. PXG clubs will help you unlock your true potential. We guarantee you've never played like this before. Get fitted for PXG clubs at Pete's Golf Shop today.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me this morning. I think the weather's going to hold out for you, so maybe you'll be able to get out and play a little quick 18, maybe 9, go to a par 3 course. But make sure you see your local PGA professional and enjoy the game as it was meant to be played. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.